at the garbage we can sit in peace. One test, two likes, a couple cats, just you and me, some talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Go for it, man.
I like Kolsch.
Yeah, I like Kolsch's. I like everything. I like lagers.
I like milk stouts.
I like everything, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You like pumpkin ales?
I like things.
I do like pumpkin ales, especially when they're a pumpkin ale IPA.
I like things and stuff.
Things and stuff are good.
Although, not a fan of sparkling seltzer water and grapefruit flavor.
Good thing that's empty. Well, welcome. We're back again. Actually, really soon. Super soon. From our last podcast, which was only a few
Wednesday. Today's Saturday.
Like three days ago.
That's crazy.
Usually it's 2 weeks.
But we'll probably put this out a week later.
Yeah, and I'll post it on Facebook in 2 months.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thanks.
Yep.
It's a very special podcast.
And I will post it with the other two that I haven't posted.
In a timely fashion, as you would say.
Sorry, Facebook.
So this is after we take out the garbage. I'm Dave.
I'm Haley. And I just took a drink. That's why it was weird sounding.
And we'll go around the table.
I'm Marsha.
And I am Dan.
All right.
I feel like we should have taken out some garbage.
Well,
if you think about it, we kind of did this morning.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Because we worked.
That's true.
Right. We took out that fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Or we could change it to before we take out the garbage and we could just remove all the cans from
that's true. That's true. We do have a lot of garbage on this
table. Or the middle of the week where there was garbage taken out before and there will probably garbage taken out later.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
But yeah.
So here we are. It's a Saturday. I'm so glad that I have a Saturday off. It's been a while since I've had a Saturday off. Do you guys work many weekends? You two?
I mean, I did today.
Yeah. Marsha and I work the same amount of weekends.
That's true.
Good for you.
I work quite a few Saturdays in the summer, but
yeah.
It was nice to not have to work today.
Yeah.
It gave me the opportunity to hang out with
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Everybody here.
Yeah, I agree. I do not like to work the weekends, but however, I work at a place where weekend working is a thing.
You don't close.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. 24/7, bitches. Hello. So, let's see. What do we like to do on the weekends? I like to... Haley. I don't know.
You like to Haley?
Whoa.
I like
that's Haley. A different podcast.
Wow.
Whoa. That's usually when we don't have guests on, David.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Adults only. So you were asking me what I like to do on the weekends?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't like to do anything on the weekends. I need a fucking part-time job.
Really?
I have nothing to do except laundry, and who wants to do that?
Yeah, you used to say that you're going to try and work at, what was the place? High Crest, was it?
At Ace Hardware.
Oh.
Ace or the reading place? No, that was my mom.
Yeah, I.
You shouldn't confuse your mom.
At the teacher store, the three R's.
Are you seriously confusing your mom with your mom right now?
That's a bad plan.
Yeah, what?
The reading. What's the reading place?
The three R's. Is that the teacher or Wonderland Books?
Wonderland.
Oh,
I would have loved to work at Wonderland.
They're not there anymore.
No.
No.
You're redeemed.
Thank you.
If they ever open KB Toys again, we can both get part-time jobs. We can. Again.
Oh my God. I'd probably like it more now than I did when I was 16 years old.
No more Toys R Us. Did you both work at KB Toys?
Cowboy Toys.
Cowboy Toys, yeah. Really?
Yeah, it was my first job.
It was my first job.
What? Get out of here.
We're the same person.
This is...
Dude,
you also, when you laughed, you leaned to the exact same angle. Of the exact same direction.
That happens.
That is weird.
Seriously. I don't have to remind you, I think, that earlier today on an unrelated subject matter, I reminded you that we are married to the exact same person.
Well, when you're I met Haley at work, I went home and I told Dan, I'm like, she is awesome. She is like exactly the same person as me. Yeah, we like all the same things.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the more I learn about Haley, the more I know about my wife.
You're like, oh, I didn't know that about Marcia.
Yeah. Oh. Honey, did you know that you are?
Yeah.
She had the chair for her.
Exactly. Girl. But she liked long she liked her beach, first yeah. KB Toys job, and I did not.
It fucking rocked.
But yeah. I was also a seasonal, like Christmas seasonal.
That's the worst time.
And it was terrible.
It's a nightmare in there.
So I got kicked in the shin by a little kid because they didn't have the latest Gollum toy.
Yeah.
Wait. So, okay. So, Haley, when did you work, KB? And Marcia, when did you... I mean, if I may...
I'm old, and it was also my first job. Okay. So, I would have been... It would have been... Let me think this through. 80...
Whoa. When I was a kid. Shit. I was a kid.
3 years old.
Yeah. 1989, I turned 16, and I got my job 2 weeks later.
I would say... Were we dating then?
What? When?
I worked at KB Toys?
Yes.
Okay, then it was 2004.
Okay.
I was going to say, were you dating in 89?
Yeah. No. It may have been the Christmas time. Maybe it was 2003. It could have been 2003. Okay. Like the end.
The last Christmas I worked there was 97.
That's, wow.
I worked every Christmas. I worked there all the time, and then I worked like 3 or 4 Christmases.
There's a good chance that I ran into you like trying to buy a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
Sure, I sold you a Donatello or two.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you?
That's your favorite. Isn't
While
it?
She's listening to John Denver Muppets Christmas.
On yeah. Or Barney on automatic rewind all day, all goddamn day long.
Donatello was my favorite Ninja Turtle, by the way.
It's because he does machines.
Yeah, and you know
it
he
just
was
felt right.
I didn't realize this before. I used to think Raphael was the least favorite Ninja Turtle. Okay, Dan, first of all, can I ask you which turtle were you? Or was it like past your time?
We would have been teenagers on up. So, and you also grew up in a small town with zero exposure to pop culture.
I don't think I had cable TV until I was 18 or 19 years old. And
he doesn't understand any of my references.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Pop culture is not my thing.
Okay.
Early. So
none.
I'm going to say even exposure to later, I still don't have any idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I also like Donatello. Okay. And I grudgingly liked Michelangelo.
Well,
he's kind of a douche, though.
All right. So,
they're all kind of douchey.
They're a little douchey, all of them. All right. So, like, I was Donatello. I later realized in later life that Donatello was like, who wants to be that fucking nerd? But I always thought that is Raphael because he was like cool but rude, but in the sense that like, no, like more rude than cool.
Right.
Who wants to be a fucking asshole?
He was a smack.
See, that was me. I was. Right. I've been Raph my whole life.
Yeah.
Smack talk.
It's all about the smartassery at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like. Me. I am a huge fan of the samurai sword, though. So I don't remember.
Oh,
like,
that was Leonardo. The katanas.
Leonardo was the katanas, and then I don't remember who carried the sai.
That was Raphael.
Yeah, I see, he's a douche.
Yep. Michelangelo had the nunchucks, and then Donatello had the staff, and then Splinter just. He just, he was Splinter, so,
Dude, those fucking nunchucks always ended up all over the middle aisle of the toy store.
Oh, yeah.
Kids would rip them out of the package and just start going apeshit with them. It's like, where's your mother?
So what was it that was in your guys' childhood that was like, you could point to that was like, everyone
We're really
knew.
Old, so it was like rocks and sticks.
Oh, okay.
I played a lot with dirt.
Sundials.
I was going to say, did you just, like, sneak into silos and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played in corn. Okay.
Well,
my
grandfather had an excavating business, so, like, I literally grew up in dirt.
Oh, okay.
Now that I'm old, I got a job where I play in
dirt.
Well, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, that does seem like self-fulfilling prophecy.
I was a boy girl, but, so it was either Barbies or Matchbox cars or like He-Man.
Yeah.
Or the
once again, yes. another way that we are the same person.
Thundercats were good.
Thundercats are awesome. Oh, Thundercats. Yeah.
Thundercats was our...
Mumra, I gotta say, is probably one of the coolest...
Gem.
Oh, yeah.
Gem was, when I was a kid, was Gem.
Wait, Gem.
Gem.
And the
Gem
holograms.
Yeah. Ooh, that's right. Gem. Gem is adventure. Fashion and glitter. Oh, I'm sorry.
Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hashtag am I right?
I could literally
Mighty
see that
Mouse.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Mighty Mouse.
So we watched the old school stuff too, like Woody Woodpecker and Mighty Mouse and Looney Tunes.
And it wasn't and that old. That. I watched a lot of Flintstones. I don't know that I've missed an episode. Oh, yeah.
I'm really? A huge fan of the old Max Avery cartoons. He did like The World of Tomorrow.
Oh.
Don't know that.
You would love them. They are amazing.
Tell me about it.
So he had The World of Tomorrow. One of them was The Cars of Tomorrow. And it was like a basically a cartoon version of a car show. Huh? And so they would like show all these like made up cars and talk about them. They had one that had like looked like it had cleavage in the front. What? When they showed the picture of it, they were like
they were so bigoted.
No, well it was it was the 50s, so but yeah, they showed like you could see the boobs in the front and it was like wearing a bra and they were like
they had this like huge extension where you could put the mother-in-law
in the back. Yeah, oh she was like super separated from the rest of it. They had one with a clear bottom so that you could see who you hit when
as
you
run
over
them. It was
what?
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great though.
Had a glass bottom so that you could see who you hit.
Yeah, you should look those up online.
I can't find them.
Max
Avery's World of Tomorrow.
Max
no,
Avery's
no, seriously, all I'm getting is Futurama.
No.
Really? That can't be.
I posted one on Facebook a while ago. I'll find one for
you. Wait, so was it a cartoon?
It was like a cartoon.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was a cartoon.
Oh, wait. Okay. Is it this?
No. Oh. That's DC. That's like Legends. That almost looks like Legends of Tomorrow.
Who's excited about Legion on Tuesday?
Did you type in Max Avery?
Legion?
Yeah, like I did that show? First.
We started Legion, didn't we?
Yeah, I was confused all the time.
It's really confusing.
It's so out there, I'm enveloped.
All
right. It's basically like I've got it right there.
First of all, can I say I love the Marvel's universe?
Exact stuff, and it did not pop up.
But
Google is stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot with Marvel. Your Google is stupid.
Your Google
is it world
stupid.
Or worlds?
Oh yeah, well your Google is ugly.
Yeah.
I put in worlds.
Your Google should totally get plastic surgery.
Your Google's a dick.
Do you guys feel the same way?
Yes.
Marvel.
Sure.
Marvel,
I'm in.
Marvel is like, I mean, okay, I love Marvel. Between Marvel and DC, I'm really like, I think it's easy to say I would take Marvel, but at the same token, I think that Marvel has become very convoluted. There's like shows, there's the comics, there's the shows, and then there's the movies, and then there's the Avengers, which is their movies, but they're like their own kind of thing almost.
Exactly. Well, this is a better question for me than Dan, because I'm actually the comic book girl and the superhero girl.
Okay.
And Dan grudgingly watches stuff with me that he's been over for a really long time, but I can't stop.
All right.
Right now, I feel like Marvel is doing movies really well.
Mm-hmm.
DC can't do a movie to save their lives. The DC movies are horrible.
Yeah.
They're the worst, except for Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman is great.
Wonder Woman was great.
I agree.
That movie was
awesome. It was awesome.
I
but
agree. Yeah.
Other than that, DC is really good at TV because I love Arrow and I love The Flash and I like Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
But
did we tell you we met someone and played pickleball with someone who wrote for Arrow?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, dude, seriously? I totally want to play pickleball someday.
I don't remember her name.
I don't
remember
either.
Her name.
What was
I can't believe you played pickleball without me.
Her husband was my team partner, and he works for Marvel.
Oh. Yeah,
and he was on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But she's DC, and he's
Marvel. Yeah, but did he do any good? If he sucked.
I know. Well, I remember his name's Chris, but I can't remember his last name. There were friends of Dave's sister, and we were in San Diego on vacation. So
sisters.
We seriously hung out with them for like 2 hours. Right. So that, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's why we don't remember their names. Ago.
See, I'm split too. I don't know. It is getting very convoluted, and they keep bringing like new people in, new characters in. It's starting to get a little mushed up.
Yeah.
But they're doing that on TV too with some of the DC stuff. But I still like it.
I agree. I still like it. I think I'm still okay if I can follow the Avengers movies.
Right.
And then, like, you know, just the general, like, you know, we watch Black Panther, and we watched I don't know.
That was so loud.
I was hoping so.
Captain America. Right. Well, basically all the Avenger, like, that, you know, whole actual characters.
Her name was Keto because it was like ghetto with a K.
Oh, you're right.
That's how she described it.
Yeah, right.
Her name was Keto.
But we watched those. I've enjoyed those. And I think they stand... They can stand alone,
right?
Like, in terms of like the ability to like interest people and have their own, like, you know, thing going on.
Well, that all starts with Joss Whedon though, because they sucked before he was involved, and then I think he set the tone for the remainder of the Marvel these series.
Dan and I were talking about Joss
Whedon. We were just talking about Joss Whedon. Because
he understands how to get people into what they're watching. Like, he understands what appeals to people.
What we were talking about is that, like, Joss produces stuff for the masses. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that, even if you are not into whatever genre, you can totally be into his stuff.
He knows what people like.
And, yeah.
But I think that made a difference, though, because I was not a fan of pretty much any of the movies prior to him getting involved.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the X-Men movies were okay, but I don't think Marvel really knew what they were doing until he kind of came into the picture. And they've picked that up. They picked that, you know, they picked up on that and just kind of gone with it.
Hasn't he had a falling out with Marvel?
I think he did.
Yeah.
After the first Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're maintaining the tone, and I think they understand what's working.
Yeah. You're right. I wonder if he never had, if he didn't direct the first Avengers.
Right.
Like, if they would be as, first of all, as successful, and second of all, as, like, consistent in their ability to, you know, thread together the storylines and everything like
that. Exactly. Yeah. And can we just ask the comic book world out there to just stop hiring Ben Affleck for anything? Because he's horrible. He makes the worst superhero in the world.
I haven't seen anything with him.
Yeah. I'm not apologizing to Ben at all. He sucks.
The only thing worse than his Daredevil was Ryan Reynolds in Green Lantern, which is probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
What about Ben?
But at least Ryan Reynolds redeemed himself with Deadpool.
I think that's why he did Deadpool. Yeah. I think he purposefully signed that contract to undo all the damage that he did.
Because no one remembers that now.
It's horrible.
I will have to say, Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds,
he's a
funny fucker.
Oh,
no, that's
good.
A great movie.
He's good. He's perfect.
He is funny, though. I loved him when he was in Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza
Place. Yep.
That show
I remember
was
that.
Great.
I'm laughing because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know? Oh, that's right, because you didn't have Keith
Preston.
No.
Dogma?
The town I grew up in was maybe 400 people when I grew up.
Dogma is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love that movie. Oh.
Kevin Smith has done a wonderful job.
I love that movie.
Why did you just say Dogma?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about Ryan Reynolds. No. And I'm like, I don't think he was in that.
Yeah. Dave and I are on a... We're a community.
You're on a different... Okay. Then I'm like, what's happening?
Because again,
no, Dogma's.
We're all married to the same people.
That's true.
That
sounds really weird.
That's right. Yeah,
totally on the whole. And you,
right?
I'm sorry.
It gets really confusing when the four of us get together. Actually,
I don't necessarily dislike Ben Affleck in everything. Yeah. Like, he's been good. In
I do
some
like him
stuff.
In the Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah,
that
he's great
been
in those.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah.
he's not a superhero.
Do you guys see his really good movie, Geely?
I saw really Angelina Jolie's boobs in that.
Wait, shit, for
she's
real? Is that a real
She's in Geely.
What are you talking about?
Jennifer Lopez is in Geely.
You're just making shit up now.
Wait a minute.
Angelina Jolie.
Is it G-G?
No, Geely.
It's like G-I-G-L-A. It's
no,
like
no, no.
Giggly.
When do we see her boobs, Angelina Jolie?
We
see them in several movies.
Yeah. Really?
She likes her boobs.
Oh. Well, do you see them? Is she in Hackers?
I think you see her boobs in Hackers.
So.
Ah. I don't remember the movie you're talking
Hacker,
about.
Hacker. With, you know, and then it's like, all right, well, we'll... Watch it right after.
They had a Dollar Tree a couple years ago. They had an entire bin of Geely DVDs for a dollar. And I was just like, you can pay me a dollar and I'll take one, but I'm not going to pay for it. It's terrible.
You can see her butt and Wanted.
You're on like on Mr. Skin.
I was about to say that.
I would be fine.
I was
fine
literally about to say that.
Do you guys want to drink some beer?
I want to drink some beer about it.
Okay, here we go.
Let's drink about it.
I definitely remember Gia.
Yeah, because that's the only good part of that movie was that her boobs were there.
She smashed them into a chain link fence. Her intro was because it was in New York.
When the movie came out?
Gia? When it was on HBO. That movie's from...
Oh, wait.
98.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, God.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I feel like she's not in a lot of movies lately. I don't know. You know,
Who? Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, right.
What has she been in the last
10 years?
It doesn't matter.
Five, 2 years?
Therapy?
Therapy, yeah.
Okay.
Divorce settlements?
Yeah, because, well, the deal. I mean, between, right, she got separated from Brad Pitt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they have, like,
8,000 children.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds right. So, good for the gut, we pulled out a beer, and I know you guys, appreciate a good beer.
It's true.
And a good, just really whatever.
I appreciate your beer, Dave.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Dan.
I like to drink.
I like all things alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that since we've started making beer, definitely my palate has been honed.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know, you taste a little more subtlety. I mean, I know a lot of people who are like tasting things that I don't necessarily taste, but if my sentiments exactly. But I don't think that my palate is necessarily, you know, it's definitely not a perfectly refined palate. But what we have right now, Haley, you want to talk about it?
Yes, I grabbed this out of the refrigerator blindly, and it is the Petrus Brewmaster Selection Wild Triple Ale.
Yeah, do you guys say triple or triple?
I normally say triple, but I think it's funny to say triple.
Our friend Eric, he says
triple.
I'm going with triple.
Triple.
But
the ingredients are Cascade and Amarillo, hop moments, 3 times boiling, 1 times cooling, 1 times dry hopping.
I want you to say that in an Asian accent.
I don't think I can do it. You do it.
Yeah. No.
You're definitely much better at that. I don't.
I'm going to play to your strengths and ask you to do it in a Uper.
I was going to say a Minnesota accent. I can do that. I can read the whole back of that thing in a Minnesota accent if you want me to.
Oh, Jay's there.
This Brewmaster Selection Wild Triple Ale is an audacious combination of craftsmanship and experience. 2 American hops, Amarillo and Cascade, are added to our well-known Petrus Triple to enhance the character and aroma. On top of this, the Brewmaster adds 15% of our fodder beer to give it a touch of sourness and fruitiness. This beer is an unprecedented combination of hoppy triple and sour fodder beer.
That's great.
She kind of sounds like Chris Farley reading the Saget Guide on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, jeez.
The other paragraphs are in another language, so I'm not going to attempt that.
Oh, yeah, fuck
they
that.
They say the same thing.
Well, this is a very high gravity.
Fruit of herd, Amirna, Schmergen, Durgen.
This is like a 16%. Am I right on that?
Shit.
It is, yeah.
I shouldn't have been drinking before we started drinking.
It is eight.
Eight. Okay, my bad.
Oh, well, then we're good.
16 proof.
I mean, 16% is like super high. But,
Oh, totally nominating Haley to pour.
That came out bubbly.
Yeah, it's pretty fizzy. I'm gonna temper a little farther there.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is a very heady beer as far as we're...
It's like a champagne.
As far as we've gone.
It's really
fizzy. It looks
fizzy.
Refreshing.
It does.
But
that'll go down fast.
You know...
I'll keep that one.
I think...
You guys do your own.
Triples. You should totally rub your nose and stick your finger in there.
I did that last night at the bar.
No.
Yeah. This will go down fast. It doesn't need nose goop.
I'm trying
to get rid of it.
So...
You know, I like a good champagne anyways.
I love champagne.
I can't imagine. You know, I'm a long-time listener.
Uh-huh.
First-time podcaster. I'm trying to save all my burps.
No, don't.
For this podcast.
Over the last three years.
Please.
Yeah, so that at some point in time.
Oh, see, everyone else got big head, too?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Why? Is everyone else's that bubbly? Mine's like super.
Oh, yeah. It looks delicious. Oh,
Dave's is real bubbly.
Dave does like champagne.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah, that's it.
The crazy thing, you can see.
No.
All right.
You can see. You can really see like the bubbles coming up from the.
It's they're really tiny.
This is a nice golden.
It is
a nice golden beer.
I gotta tell you though,
the color on this is really nice.
The more you pour it, the.
Dave's is, your guys is definitely very cloudy, while Marsha's and I are very clear.
So we got the last of the bottle.
There's a little bit of bottle conditioning going on. I imagine there must be, at least. Let's cheers it up. Cheers.
You totally should have shaken this up.
Yeah, well.
Cheers.
All right.
The head on mine doesn't look like a normal like beer head. It looks like soapy.
Ooh.
Doesn't it like look more like a lather?
Clean you out on the sides. It's very good. Yeah. I like it.
It's all right.
For a triple,
what?
I would say it is on a...
You know what? Mine has...
It tastes like a penny.
No clarity.
Oh. I don't taste a penny.
Yeah, try. I would say it has the
That's
taste...
a different beer completely.
Really? I know, right?
What, like, as in good or really or worse?
I don't.
She's got the face. She's got the I don't like it face.
Okay. Mix
Maybe
it up.
You
there you go. Oh, yeah. There
beer
you go.
Beer, baby.
Bless you.
I'll take it and I'll put my nose goop in it.
That looks delicious.
It kills it.
Your face oil totally destroys bubbles.
I do that. I don't even care. I will do that in public all day.
You are the arch. Your nose is the arch nemesis.
I want you to stick
everyone's
your
nose
noses. Right in there.
That's a thing.
Not mine.
Of head.
What?
What?
I just
yeah.
I can't. No,
we've gone off topic.
What were we just watching? And they were talking about that. And I was like, see, it's on television.
So what is it specifically about your nose?
It's something about like the grease on your, like, I think it's just your face, but like your nose is real easy just to go like this.
I want
to
see.
And then somehow
it
will kill. I don't know. I'll Google it because I think I looked it up once.
I'm pretty sure it has something to do with oil.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the oils are like. They like kill the bubbles.
Yeah, because if you think
either
about
way, it's gross. But this beer, not gross.
No, it's good. Actually, for a triple, it's very, very clean taste. It's almost like a Pilsner-y triple.
It
is all I can think of. Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. It's you know, a lot of triples that I drink tend to be either
heavy.
Well, yeah, heavy, like or like banana-y or like fruity or very estery,
right.
Something like that. Yeah,
this has an.
Haley has
if
a
I may.
Hand up.
The oil will break down the foam by bursting the tiny bubbles. You can use any body oil, but the nose is the easiest.
Like
and usually it's like oily.
And where else are they suggesting?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe you rub your hands and your hair.
So do you put your finger on your nose or
Not in
on
it,
your nose. Not,
on
it. Yeah.
There's no boogers. Oil in your boogers. It's like no...
You're saying there's no sebaceous. Oil in my boogers?
I'll show you. I don't know. Not rock it into it and see if the head goes away.
Yeah.
Just there. Thinking about the...
Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt me to drink my own snot. Well played, Dan.
I'm
not into it.
I'll do it.
I'm not into this beer.
She's not into it.
You're not into this beer?
You know what? I actually don't really like triples, though.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I smell white grape.
Too Belgian.
Yeah. I think that's where the Belgian-y yeast comes in.
I could get that.
Probably. And I don't think, like I said, something about it, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the yeast itself or like the fermentation period or what. But it is a very non, like it's not overpowering. Like you think of a Hefeweizen or like your, really your normal triple or even quadruple or whatever. You know,
it's I think everything in this triple is subtle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So good on you, Petrus. Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you for...
3 out of 4 tasters agree. Yeah.
And they... And could you please just, you know, send some money our way, goddammit.
This podcast brought to you by Petrus.
Oh, well. You two, how's Byron these days? First of all,
how was Maple Fest? Maple
what?
Syrup we Fest. We didn't go to Maple Syrup Aww. Fest.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
tell
Byron
me.
Forest Preserve has a Maple Syrup Fest.
And they use Chad's
they
dad's.
They use Chad's dad's sap.
Trees.
Yeah.
Chad's
so,
dad.
Chad's dad.
Chad's dad, whose name will be not mentioned.
There's a lot of random.
It's just Chad's
There's
dad.
A lot of maple trees on his property. So they come to him and say, look, hey.
They tap that sap.
We'd like to tap yo shit. And they make a lot of maple syrup out of what they get out of Bob's trees.
And then they have a festival with a pancake breakfast, and you can buy the syrup for like $8 a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's delicious.
And it is
it's
probably
my favorite.
Some of... Seriously, it's probably some of
it's the best like real maple syrup I've ever
real
had.
Real maple syrup, yeah. And you were going to have that today, Haley, except... Yeah.
We forgot it. And maybe it's the radiation. I don't know, but it's delicious.
Right. It could totally have something to do with the nuke plant.
Oh, okay.
But we're not going to speculate.
Well, Chad owes me some maple syrup.
He has a whole bottle. I will hold him to your bottle of syrup.
We will.
But it is usually...
But I think I want them with waffles. I want it with waffles.
Yeah.
I like waffles more than I like pancakes.
I do too.
Yeah,
I so wish that I would have known that.
Well,
that
we weren't.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not gonna.
I like
complain about the free food that you made us for breakfast.
Wait, have you guys heard of this like waffles?
Yeah, you know what? I would have made waffles. I just would have asked Dave to show up earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to make a falafel waffle.
Oh.
A falafel waffle.
You put falafel in a waffle iron, and then you make it that way, so it's like all the crispy part, which is
that would be good.
I never heard
of
that.
Yeah, and then that soft, mushy part.
I don't know about eating it with syrup, though.
No, not with syrup. You
just in a... I've made chocolate chip cookies in a waffle maker, and that is really good. Yeah. And then they're done in 90 seconds.
That sounds great.
It's unfortunate that you're already married.
Wait, what?
What?
Damn, man.
Chocolate chip cookies and a waffle?
And brownies.
Brownie. Oh. I'd be all over the brownie.
Oh.
It's a shame that you're already married.
Right. I'm saying.
Yeah.
We can all be married to each other, and we'll just eat all the time.
Utah, here we come.
I did... Thanksgiving stuffing in a waffle.
That would be amazing.
Not a falafel waffle.
It's a good way to reheat
a stuffing waffle.
It's a good way to reheat
stuffing.
And then stuffing
was pretty cool. So
stuffing is my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Me too.
There was my 16th birthday. So my birthday will fall on Thanksgiving sometimes, and my 16th birthday was on Thanksgiving, and but my. We went to my mom's cousins. which we had never done before, and her husband was the head chef at Giovanni's.
Ooh. Your mom's cousin?
Is that yes. Anyways, and you know what he made for Thanksgiving? Fucking salmon.
Oh, fuck that.
And there was no Thanksgiving food. It was just like a big dinner. And I was so upset that my mom went home and she made me stuffing and a turkey.
I would have fucking tipped the table over.
I was
and shit.
So mad. I was like,
fuck
like,
this.
I would have been like throwing shit everywhere.
Like whenever my birthday falls on it, I'm like, welcome to my birthday party where we're having a feast. Just for me.
So it's like your super savory sweet 16.
Yes. Super savory 16. Yes. But so I could just live off stuffing for the rest of my life.
That'd be like
love stuffing.
A quinceañera with salmon tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
No.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. Not to mention not everyone likes salmon.
No. It's like. Right. No, my family was not it.
Dude,
like
salmon is so bad that even vegans don't like salmon.
No, sorry. No
even
salmon.
Vegans?
He's not vegan.
Oh, not. Vegetarians well, don't like salmon either.
I vegans don't like any fish.
No. Vegans don't like joy.
No.
No.
They don't.
They don't.
Yeah.
They just like to be really judgmental.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're not a vegan.
No.
No.
Vegetarian?
Yeah.
Totally. No, okay. I know vegans who are cool, but.
That omelet you had today?
Hmm.
Totally okay.
Oh, wonderful.
All right then.
Yeah.
I totally approve. Now.
What were we talking about? Things you can make in a waffle. We're talking about
food.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about Byron.
Oh.
That's what we were talking about.
The festival.
Wait. So Belgian waffles. Have you ever had a Belgian waffle where you do the they do like a certain Belgian. Shit. What do we have?
The pearl sugar.
The pearl sugar.
The pearl sugar.
Yeah.
And then have you done like gelato?
And you top it with gelato.
Oh. Yeah, top it with gelato.
No,
I've not done
but
that.
God damn it!
I'm going to.
We're
going to
do that
tomorrow.
At home.
That. So yeah. We went to this place. This is a while ago, actually, two guests ago. We had a friend of ours who a long time ago we went with him to this place in Chicago. This little hole in the wall. Randomly, we just like they were like, "Hey, you want to try some gelato?" We're like.
Yeah.
It's fine. All right.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I love
yeah, yeah. So this is just like right on somewhere on Clark, you know, which is a heat, you know, it's huge.
Everything's on Clark.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we went in. She talked to us like through her window. We went in. There's it kind of like it's like long and narrow, if that makes sense, as far as the shop.
You know, like a normal ice cream shop would
yeah.
be.
Right.
Yeah. And so they had a whole bunch of gelatos and they're like, they use the special pearl sugar, mm-hmm. like specially imported from Belgium.
Right. Yeah, they
like,
mix
no
it with
joke.
The batter, and then you get that
yeah.
sweet little crunch.
Yeah.
When you buy, yeah
which now
yeah.
it's easy. I've heard that you can buy it at the Swedish store in Zidfinials.
Oh yeah.
I've heard that that's yeah. where you can find it. Pearl
yeah.
sugar.
No joke.
What?
It was the, yeah.
Dan doesn't even know what Finials is.
I know where Finials.
Do you?
Across from that McDonald's. It.
Yeah.
I can't just, believe you know
what I can't think yeah. of what the Swedish store inside of it's called. What's it called?
I didn't even know that there was a Swedish store.
Yeah.
But
well, there you go.
The idea of
Flurm.
Pearl sugar inside a Belgian waffle.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
So doing that.
I'm just glad that you finally had that pecan waffle at Waffle Shoppy.
Yes, that was good.
It's fantastic.
Waffle Shoppy?
Waffle Shoppy.
Oh.
You had a pecan waffle?
Yeah. This last time we went.
Their pecan waffles are my favorite.
Waffle shop, yes.
I love the waffle shop.
It was so good.
They're so. Everything
like I
about
I might get it every time now.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Dave. We
it's
totally
funny that I call it the waffle shoppy because they don't spell it that way.
I know. I was going to say, I'm like,
they just spell it S-H-O-P.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was like, what? Wait.
No, it
all
just right,
so
feels
I'm
right.
with you now.
It
yeah.
feels right. We call old time pottery ye old time pottery barn dollar store and et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
All Dollar Generals are Dollar General Dollar Store.
Yeah, Dollar General Dollar
and,
Store.
And
Family Dollar. Family Dollar Dollar Store.
Family Dollar Dollar Store.
Yeah. No, well, definitely if you... Well, okay, so you... Gelato, Belgian waffle...
That sounds
pearl
good.
...pearl sugar. Just... I mean...
Just do it.
Yeah, no, it was shit. Amazing.
Do it.
Okay, so...
yeah.
Four people.
Yeah.
Need an address... We're going?
Wait, what?
We should.
Okay.
We're totally right. going.
Wait, before you go, Haley.
I have to pee so bad.
Oh, she's ahead. Getting waffles right. right now.
Dude, go get waffles.
No, what were you going to ask?
No asking. But actually, we're running up against the
okay, I'll stay.
Time.
Gotta hold it.
So is there any final thoughts you wanted to...
Oh, I've got some final thoughts. No, I'm just kidding. And you another know, thing.
I have a beverage in each hand. I don't even know how this
He can't
happened.
Think at all.
No, well,
zero thoughts.
I'm good. I just have to pee really bad.
Mm. I think right. Haley has to Haley pee really bad.
Good luck, Haley.
I think Thanks. All things take precedence over Haley's pee, so let's just sit here for another 15 minutes. Dave, for me.
Okay.
Hey, I've held it across the entire right. island of Bali. I can do this.
All right, well, you go pee as fast as you can, and everyone will know how fast you can pee.
She didn't want to do the squat toilet.
Wait.
Nope. See you later. I'm not washing my hands.
She's going out the door.
There she goes.
Toilet's across the hallway.
Godspeed, young lady.
Oh, I heard the door shut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. With authorita.
Authorita.
Maybe we shouldn't give her so much beer.
No.
We'll have to do this sometime with a topic.
No. Well, I mean, we could.
We could.
I guess we could.
I mean, no.
But historically, like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
What kind of topic they come up with.
Can I ask you, Marcia?
Yeah, that's true, because it kind of comes off topic anyway.
This is, we had a podcast. It was just me and my sister once. And it was about being havzos.
Yeah.
Now you're
it's a weird place
she's back.
Pee.
Yeah.
What
it's
is
like
this?
Record pee time.
The problem with being a halfie
I'm a dude
is you're not a whole.
Pee that fast.
Yeah. So you're not white enough.
No.
And you're not Asian enough.
Thank you.
What?
What?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Being half Asian.
It's a true story.
You're not white enough. Yeah. You're not Asian enough. So you're in this weird like.
Yeah.
Mixed breed purgatory where like you don't fit in anywhere in particular.
That's a true story.
And then I was also the wrong kind of half Asian because I'm half Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone else in my school was like Vietnamese or Laotian or whatever.
That's the truth.
And then I'm the half Jap, and then I also am not good at being Japanese, so I don't speak or any of that stuff. So so I couldn't like hang out with the so I couldn't hang out with there were no Japanese people to hang out with, and they wouldn't have allowed me in anyway because I would have been like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's really kind of funny, too, because that's true words. Like, when we go to the Japanese store.
And I say no hablo Japanese to the Japanese people
that
speak to me.
That's exactly it. I'm like, oh, my God. We need more Japanese junk food, and that's all we know how to buy.
Yeah, I only buy junk food at the Japanese
food
store.
We're the same way.
We're going to go get red bean cakes sometime. We need
that.
Sounds amazing.
That's Dan's favorite.
We might be planning a trip next week into the Chicago area.
It's weird being a half Asian.
When I say Chicago area, I mean Schaumburg, Arlington
Please
Heights
stop
area.
For at Mintua.
Because I feel like an American girl.
It's a, you know, and it's, and I also feel, because a lot of my friends are like havesies.
Right.
And their moms are the Asian half.
And you're the other way around.
Yeah, we're the other way around.
So that's another degree of separation.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know, it's just different. I mean, you know, whatever. I just go with it.
Right.
Like with anything.
Although Brian.
Nope, he's his dad, but
his dad
is also a half.
Oh,
I know. Well,
that's
right.
He's a quarter.
Yeah,
but I remember talking to him about that.
His dad's very
Japanese
he's
like as close
looking.
As I've gotten.
Yeah, he speaks a little Japanese. I mean, he's pretty good at
I
it.
I wish I was. I feel a little bit.
Well, you know,
deficient.
I think in our time, like I never had a chance to, like if I would have had the chance to learn Japanese in high school or something. Like he did, and then he learned. But whereas I don't think either of us even had the chance to learn.
No, and I asked my mom, I'm like, why didn't you teach us how to speak Japanese? And she's just like, you didn't want to, Masha.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, well, I was like five.
Don't be ridiculous.
You know, don't be ridiculous, Masha.
Yeah.
When I was five, though, I just wanted to be like everybody else. I didn't want to be different, you know? So I wasn't.
Yep. That's how my dad was. My dad was like, you didn't want to learn when you. Like, you were 3 years old and you didn't want to learn. Years old. What do you think?
And being as farm kid and white as I could possibly be,
right?
I understand and appreciate that. Like, I would have loved that opportunity.
Oh, when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, I just wanted to be blonde.
Yeah.
I was
the same way. I had a weird thing about like when I would watch TV and I would see like white people on TV. And this is not like, I don't know, I'm not trying to be like, you know, what deep or whatever, but just in the sense of what I actually thought and felt, mm-hmm. I would see white people on TV and I'd be right. like, oh, that's me. I'm white.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just
that's what I relate to.
Yeah, that's what I relate to. That's what I saw in myself as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And this is just how it was.
Well,
it was,
that's our culture.
Yeah.
You know, our culture is American culture. Right. We're not,
yeah.
you know, we're not adept in our other side of our culture. So,
yeah.
you know, I don't even eat fucking raw fish.
Right.
But my mom doesn't either, yeah. and she's a full Jap. I'm only a half Jap. But she's just like, not all Japanese people eat raw fish, Masha.
I definitely.
She'll end every sentence with Marsha.
Because that's all she does.
I plan on eating raw fish tomorrow.
Right. He's a better Japanese food eater than I am, in all honesty.
My dad's a full brown Indo. Right. So cheers to that.
Cheers to the full brown. Wow.
Yeah, don't break my glasses, please.
If you're not down
especially
with
the
brown,
those two. Those are two rare beer glasses. I stole that one. You don't sell that one anymore.
No, there's nothing stolen about this article.
No, that one is.
Oh.
All right, everyone give their best goodbye. Best goodbye to the microphone right now. Ready? See you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.